It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2043, recorded Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Power up, cool down. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has an incredibly cheap power strip. Then we go, what the heck is it crazy? Because Dickie D has a what the heck is it. Mo sends in a video that's a what the heck is it. And then after that, we got my new crappy corner theme. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, our gadget czar, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing really good.
Perfect.
Anything new over the last week?
I sent a little video, and there's something in it that I didn't realize, but I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
At last PepCom, we were shooting videos, and suddenly my camera just shut off. I don't know why, but Dennis has the same phone, so we finished with the videos. I thought I should just have a standby phone, so I Googled what's a good mid-range phone, because I'll have to buy two of them. Once I like one, have to get one for Dennis.
Right, right. It's good. That's perfect for the tech, whenever you got to troubleshoot anything, you know, when you're the
yes,
tech
exactly.
help,
yes,
you're
yes.
like, I got the same phone.
He says, my phone says, when I call you up and I go, oh my God, I am stuck with OBS. Oh,
yes.
Well, it's better with you. You just come in and go, oh,
yes.
That. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, there were great reviews for the Motorola Stylus. I never had a phone with a stylus.
Oh.
I like it a lot. It was $450. Why I'm bringing this up is I sent you a little 1 minute video because the guys from the little shelter were here to pick up bags. And I suddenly realized after I sent it that it was the first video I shot with this.
Ooh.
So we can all look at it. It's 30 seconds about the shelter and then 30 seconds of me just shooting stuff in the office.
Okay.
In Disneyland.
Let's check it out.
All right, taking another look at the...
Seems very high quality. This camera looks...
Gifts that are going to...
Sharp.
Little Shelter out in Huntington, Long Island. We support this place because it's a no-kill shelter, which is perfect since we love animals, all animals. Okay, and now we're looking at some more of my office stuff.
Gosh, it's great, Diggy D. I think you really upgraded.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I didn't actually, even view this video myself. I just saw it on the camera.
And there's the original cover of the Poseidon issue, the Poopside Down Adventure. Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, that looks... Oh, my gosh. That
right,
is...
That's it.
Another
that's
look
it.
At the...
I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty decent for... I think it's $399 and $50 tax.
And it looks big, too. And with the stylus, that's got to be kind of nice. I think you got
yeah,
a perfect
and I haven't even used the stylus yet, but I was just looking at... some notes from Motorola sends you things. You bought one of our phones. Here's some hints. And it seems whatever you have on the screen, you can just circle it with the stylus and then tap it. And that sends it to Google. And Google will tell you what's happening in the picture or what the picture is. I'm thinking, boy, that would be great.
Yeah, that is nice. That's very nice. Apple has a feature where it'll like kind of scan an image. And so it'll give you some context, you know, about that.
Oh, okay.
And the best feature of it, and this may also be able to be possible with yours, is you can select text. So if I ever go and I'm like looking at a router, okay, instead of typing down the serial number, I just take a quick photo of it and then I select the serial number and then I can copy it. And that's just incredible. Sometimes I'll, you know, if I'm on my desktop, I'll just message it over to my desktop or whatever. So I wonder if it'll do that too, OCR in an image. That's cool.
Either way, I'm
impressed.
Happy to have a backup phone that, yeah, the video quality looked great.
I agree. Yeah. That looked great.
And you, what's happening with you?
Not much, but I do have a little bit of news. Yesterday was Waffle's Adoption Day, and it's been 13 years since I adopted Waffles.
Thirteen.
I've had Waffles for 13 years. Isn't that crazy?
God.
So she's at least older than 13, and she's doing great. She's a 13-year-old cat. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, I got her in 2012 in San Francisco. I got her when I was at TWIT. So I can't remember if I got her in 2012 or 2011. I need to go back and look at when I first started at TWIT. But I only...
So then she knows how to use a TriCaster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been such a come down to come to this studio.
Yeah, she went, what is this DIY setup around here? I want the brick house.
Yeah, exactly. That's why sometimes she acts bored. Like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, oh,
keyboard?
My God. Yeah, where's TriCaster 8000?
Where's the live action stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So that's just about, that's really it. Yeah. Let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, let's look. We start out with a What the Heck Is It?
I love the What the Heck Is It's. Here we go.
We're doing another What the Heck Is It? Dennis, Chad, chat room.
Oh.
What do you know already? Is it?
No, but it's power something, but
right, I'll give
what?
You another
I don't
hint.
Know. It's so thin.
This may give it away for some people. It's from Anchor.
I still don't know. It looks like some type of universal thing, but it doesn't seem like it's possible.
It looks like it should be wall-mounted, though.
Yeah.
There's things in the back that look like it would be wall-mounted.
Wall-mounted?
Are they ports? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I'm going to put it down.
Yeah, it looks like a European power adapter type thing.
Very funny.
But there's not enough plug.
It was a gift from Anchor at the press event a month ago, okay? Now... with Anchor stuff, it's very hard for the box to tell what anything is. So to tell you the truth, when I took it out of the box, I didn't know what it was, all right?
It just doesn't seem like there's enough holes on that thing.
And this little typing here, I found out what it was. So I don't know how it works, but we'll look at it together. It is the new, ta-da, Anchor Nano Travel.
Oh, it is.
Adapter. Five. What? Five.
Five in one.
Power
or five
adapter
port.
With one AC.
Yeah, I cut. It took me a minute to realize what that.
With over 200 countries. You know, it may not even be out yet, because it says delivery June 18th to July 1st. All right. Power. You know what? How is this possible? First of all, I don't even know. All right. So you can plug it in. And that gives you.
And then,
I guess, an American plug.
Yeah.
Oh, and there is.
That's a UK.
Another world plug.
UK.
Mm-hmm.
And then this falls out.
That is the EU.
So it's a little grainy because I'm shooting my screen, but it shows you the four types of plugs for your travel needs. And the note at the bottom, this is not a voltage converter, okay? It's just to use the four different types of plugs. So that's the US. Plug it in there. And then you have
two USB-C
power adapter. And here we have it, charging five different devices at one time.
Yeah.
I guess it should say five devices are not included with your travel charger. And then we have safer connections with two-pin to two-pin instead of three-pin to two-pin.
I guess because it's not grounded.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll take your word for it.
It's $26. Bucks. It's the Anker Nano Travel Adapter. And it's going to be $26. And it looks like it's not available quite yet. And it comes in, Well, wait a minute. It already has 166 ratings. Oh, you know, probably from the Anchor store. Maybe it's available in the store. And you can get it in white or black. That's it. Thank you, Anchor.
That's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, I filmed that Monday, and today I was double checking the price. You can get it tomorrow. So evidently, the shipment has come in.
Yeah, they got it.
They say that it's about 43% smaller than similar plugs that do the same thing. It does. It really is kind of an amazing. Oh, there you go.
So yeah, I have one too.
Ports?
This is what I'm used to seeing on one of these, right? Is like so many different plugs on one side.
Oh yes, I see what you get. Yes.
And so I was surprised that I didn't see a ground or anything. I only saw the two little prongs, and then this one has USB-C and four USB ports on the bottom.
And
all sorts of stuff. But it does the same thing. So that's the EU one. And then there's a little release button on this side. It's way bigger, right? It's way larger than the one you're showing. The EU one, or this is the UK one, sorry. And then the US/Australia. Australia's are tilted for some reason. So you can tilt those if you want to tilt them versus
plug
it into the US. Yeah, that's what you do.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny? That's how you go into Australia to the US. But yeah, yours is way thinner. It doesn't have as many features as this one, but it's way thinner, right?
Yeah,
would be easier to travel with. I kind of clocked that it was a universal something, but I didn't seem like it was like, I was not confident that I had it right on what it was.
No,
that's pretty cool.
It's doing well in the ratings. Oh, the ratings, more people have rated it, but it's still at 4.6. out of 5 stars.
Yeah. I like that it has two USB ports on it. That's nice. But when it says, you know, it doesn't change voltage, you know, in the US,
yes,
it's, what, 140? Something like that. And then in the EU, it's 2.
Here we're 120. AC?
120, that's right. 120 versus, I forget what the other voltage
is. I think 220.
Yeah, 220 sounds right. Yeah. So yeah, 230 says Crispy Bacon, which... his word for it. So if you plug in something like a hair dryer, it'll get cooked pretty quick. don't do that. Pretty cool. I like it. It's really neat.
Excellent. Oh, you know what? It's very funny. Crispy Bacon also had a funny title for the show. We're not there yet, but A Plug for Anchor.
We have done.
A Plug for Anchor. That's great.
Okay, so keeping with plugging things in.
The power theme.
Yeah. I think this is a great buy. You can tell me after you see the video what you think. Okay. Here it is.
We have done a bunch of these devices over the years. But I'll tell you why I decided to buy and show this one. Okay. Yeah, it's a power strip. All right. A couple of things that are a bit different. This power strip is one of the first, actually the first I have with a power strip, has a USB-C in addition to three regular USB charging ports. Okay. A little on-off switch, a little LED light. And 8 outlets, okay? 4 3-plug outlets. And then on the side, 4 2-prong outlets.
I like that. and for lamps and stuff.
The reason I call it is the price is pretty amazing. It is.
Can I guess?
$8.
Eight.
That's it. $8. $7.99. But you know, someone should look at the thing when they put the photos up. Power strip surge protector with 6 outlets, 3 USB ports, 1 USB-C.
It has 8 outlets. The
6
picture
outlets,
shows 8
hello,
out.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 along the bottom. So it has 8 outlets. Okay.
Whoops.
1,700 joules protection, an angled flat plug. I'm not crazy about those angled flat plugs. Now, it's not UL. It is ETL listed. I went on the web. ETL listed signifies the product has been tested, found to comply with North American safety standards. It's a safety certificate issued by Intertek, is widely accepted by authorities and retailers. Okay, so that's something. All right. Also, I like the fact that it's fairly compact. First time I ever plugged the plugged one of these angle plugs in, and it did not conflict with something else plugged into the power strip. You shouldn't be plugging power strips into power strips, but under the desk, that's all I have. I'm not sure why it says ship approved for ships. Ships, I think, are not supposed to have a circuit protector. Because the voltage on the ship is slightly different, but we'll have to go see what Johnny Jet says about this. For me, $8. If you need a power strip, you could consider this. That's it.
I think that's pretty cool. For $8?
$8, yeah. And Crispy Bacon said he used to work for Intertek ETL. And their mark is equal to UL's as far as standards go.
Well, we can't argue with that.
No.
That's pretty cool.
No,
that's
no.
A neat job. Work for Intertek, though.
Yeah.
That's neat. I guess they would look at everything.
And FOFA, what is the name of the company?
Fuafos.
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 But did you know that about circuit surge protectors and ships?
And ships? No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
They're not allowed to have that circuit stuff in them.
It's something about that the voltage on the ship will heat up surge protectors, and it makes them hot, I guess, and they could burn.
I see.
So ships recommend ships. Don't recommend. They say, please don't bring power strips with surge protectors. And so on Amazon, on other pages, you'll see that they say ship safe.
Yeah.
But this one lists both things, that it's okay for a cruise ship, but it also has a surge protector. So
this is from Johnny Jet's website. 12 cruise secrets that'll make your journey so much better. That's a good title. And then down here, number 5 is about the power adapters. And he mentions make sure that they're non-surge protected, like this one. And he has a nice little link there. Non-surge.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Look at that. Just like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, look at that one. That one's $18.
I know. And you are missing so many plugs, okay?
But of course, if you have to throw it in your backpack, that makes a little more sense.
Yes, yes. Okay. See, that seems contradictory to it being a surge protector. It seems like
yes, yes.
They're saying it's a surge protector, but it's also not.
Well, the person who looked at it and said, oh, wow, 6 outlets. So I don't trust any of their copy on this particular device.
No, it seems like lazy. They have like not so many products. They're like, oh yeah, this is the 3-6 outlet one. No, just look at the photo. It's 4. It's pretty funny. Okay, cheap outlet. That's nice.
Yeah.
Shall we jump in?
Welcome okay, to- third, I put a little apology right on the video, but It was 80 last night, or the night before, when we were shooting videos. So I shut the AC off, and I said, oh, the little fan won't bother anything. Well, it did.
Okay.
And it wasn't until the next day when I started editing the video, I said, oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
Anyway, here's the video. Okay.
Disneyland Labs. We have a lot of mad stuff here.
The little wind.
We have a lot of laboratory equipment when we do devices that might need to be tested. In the meantime, I wasn't going to do this as a what the heck is it, but I thought, well, maybe
Chad, you'll guess this in a second.
Oh, okay.
That is.
Oh, yeah, I think I know. No.
Dennis, Chad.
It looks like something an eye doctor would use, or somebody who checks your ears.
I'm going to guess it is an airflow rate tester. It'll test the flow rate of air.
It is the handheld electric fan.
We're getting lots of fan in this video.
Yes.
Of course. You don't do slow, medium, fast. You dial your speed from 1 to 199. And I thought, well, that sounds like a fun thing to do for the kids with. And the other clincher was, we're budget conscious here, $10.
That is a good price.
So we're going to test it out.
And I reviewed another fan that does that the angle. That is so nice. That's
you could put it on
your desk. That, I love that.
And aim it at you. And also the battery indicator is digital. So let's turn it on. All right, so it starts out.
Oh, I do like that.
All right, so it battery's fully charged. And it starts out as 1, all right? And
this was weird.
Wait a minute. Why is it not? Let's go past that.
Oh, it's like not detecting.
This is so bizarre. To dial, you have to go down, all right?
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Oh. You're right.
Now
they had a
noise coming from that fan.
So
they had it backwards.
Yes.
The lab equipment comes in.
That's so funny.
So we have our wind indicator.
Love it.
So we're going to see.
That's the uncoilometer from Edison Lab.
Oh, no.
Plenty scientific for the GizWiz.
150 miles an hour. No, we're up to 185. 191.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. Okay. All right. So we're okay. We have more equipment than that. Right. We're going to go to our special paper indicator here.
That's it.
And we will make our special wind indicator.
Good thing you don't use glitter. You'd never get it up.
Having the lab coat is not just for show. There's science.
Real science happening.
Yes, exactly.
Look at these. The surgical scissors. Titanium. Not the stuff that you would buy in the 5 and 10. This is hospital quality. I think Dennis took it from the hospital when he had knee surgery. All right. Oh, okay. And we are at, can you see the,
Oh, it's strong.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
130. I think she's going to blow, Captain. Fasten your seatbelts. 159. 177. 192. $199. Look at that. Whoa. Actually, it's pretty decent. All right. So if a little personal fan for carrying with you, I think it's pretty neat. And I think he's not going to beat the price. $10.
Oh, yeah.
Reviews, 322 reviews, 4.8 out of 5 stars.
So when I tested a similar gadget, the thing that I liked the most is that for hotels, that would be perfect to set like on a little thing and kind of point at you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that you can really dial in the speed. Like, you have so much, and that'll help your battery out, you know, in the device.
Yes,
if you're using it less. That is cool. And for only $10.
Absolutely.
Wow. I love that digital screen, too. I don't understand.
The digital screen is great. And it comes in colors.
That's great.
Oh, it's so funny. Only in black is it $10.
Oh, that's funny. You want it in blue.
Isn't that a riot?
It costs $5 more. White is $13.
White is $3 more. Yeah. Pink is...
That's funny. I don't understand why more gadgets don't incorporate these inexpensive LED screens or LCD screens, because they are so convenient. You can tell so much more info than
exactly.
The four little LED... Gosh, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Well, worse, the things that you plug in and the light is red, and when it turns green, it's...
Exactly.
You have no idea.
Exactly.
No idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is so funny that it's like a user interface problem that you scroll down to turn it up.
Yes, I'm trying to think, wait a minute, why?
That is so funny. That is really funny. I would have done the exact same thing and thought it was broken. I would have done the exact same thing. There's no way they made go faster, scroll down.
Yes, exactly. And it's USB-C. So.
Really good reviews. Good reviews. Yeah, I think that's a great one. That's a good one. Okie dokie. Wow.
Oh, wow. I've been looking forward to this next segment.
It's time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we asked the patrons, what should the next theme for the Crappy Corner be? And the options were gadgets for instruments, so either making music, learning how to play music, things that make music better, so just musical things that could either make it or help you learn it, or all those musical gadgets, basically. Summertime gadgets. It's the season of summer, so summertime gadgets.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, and then what the heck is it gadgets, which we've done in the past, but they gotta not be obvious from the beginning. So what the heck is it gadgets, summer gadgets,
I think music is definitely out.
Okay.
Summer gadgets, boy. I'm going to go with what the heck is it.
I'm shocked because I thought the same thing. In fact, this morning I had a panic attack anyway, I saw your email about what the heck is it. I was like, I forgot to get a what the heck is it gadget because I was so convinced when I made this poll that it would be what the heck is it, but it wasn't. That is actually the worst voted for category.
Are you kidding?
I couldn't believe it. Summer gadgets is the winner. I couldn't believe it. I literally was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to get a what the heck is it gadget? And then I thought to myself, that's because I bought a summer gadget already. What am I thinking? Anyway, summer gadgets are the theme.
Okay. Well, maybe they figure we do so many what the heck gadgets.
And it is a theme I've done in the past, maybe in the last like 6 months. So, that too. Let's jump into our first summer gadget once I get the video ready. Here we go. Okay, so we are checking out a summer gadget. And what do I hate on my summer days? Bugs, okay? So we have a brand new, or at least I have never seen this before. Here it is. It is the Billy Bob Fly Lid Trap. It seems like a very simple way to create a fly trap with
what you should already have around, which is just a cup. So, it's honestly very, very simple. Let's just jump into this. Oh my gosh, there's flies inside of the packaging. What is going on in here? That is funny. I guess we got some, oh, ways to catch yellow jacket. You got a little bit of extra little bits and information inside of there. So here's the whole gadget. You get two of them. And it's just a little piece of plastic. It does say on the back that they are made from recycled bottles, which maybe adds to this green tint. The flies go in. They shouldn't come out. The packaging says that you can use just about any type of cup. So I went ahead and got a few different ones. It mentions specifically that you can use a disposable cup, which if you're out and about hanging out and you already have, like, say, a styrofoam cup or a solo cup, it seems like you could slap this on top and even use, like, a bit of the soda that's at the bottom of your drink. So I have a few cups
to test out.
This one's from Taco Bell, and it's too big.
The cup is too big.
It's almost anything except for the large from Taco Bell. This is just a cup that I have around the house. There you go. And
that's great.
That works really great. That is going to be perfect. And then I just have this really small one, so I wanted to see. I guess it would just rest on top. Hopefully the flies aren't muscly and can push up the lid. So that doesn't really have a good connection. But this would be perfect. I went ahead and made some fly bait, but you can also, just with honey and water, you can also use vinegar. But they mentioned just use a little bit of soda. I don't have any normal non-diet soda. So we're going to use a little bit of fly bait. We're going to set this outside and see if we catch anything.
Okie dokie. I put it outside for about an hour and a half. Here it is. And sadly, I didn't catch a dang thing.
Oh,
I didn't catch anything. Except for I caught like three ants. There's three ants way down there. I didn't catch anything with my solution. Maybe my bait wasn't good enough, or maybe, you know, as I
what did you use again?
I used like a diluted honey. So I put honey and water together.
That should have done it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Or maybe I just wasn't at a very fly rich area, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're gonna have to move.
Yeah, exactly. I have to go test it out. But it's super inexpensive. At only $5, I think this is like to bring with you to the trip is like perfect. Like, I think that this would be it's inexpensive. Oh, look at that. You got your little fruit flies, keeps the cat out. There's a solo cup, and then a styrofoam cup.
You know, it's so funny. When you first brought it out, I thought it was a way to put that over your cup and then stick your straw through the hole.
Keep flies out that way?
Yes, keep flies out that way.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. I think that this is, it's so simple. It's so simple.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's pretty effective. I like it. So yeah, only $5. I found it at Ace Hardware, but you can, Googling the product, it's kind of all over, so you can get them online and things like that. And the idea of like you're already at a picnic, and now there's like a drink that's kind of already contaminated is kind of my thought.
Cool.
You know,
yeah,
I was like,
cool.
Ah,
yeah.
The fly got on that one. Now let's get them all, is kind of what my thought was. So there you go. Summer gadgets will be the theme for this month. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's a very open-ended category to look into. And so, yeah, that'll be a really, really good theme. With that, let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
So Mo has a gadget that I found hard to guess. So here's his. What the heck is it?
And he just joined chat too, so this will be perfect. Once the video.
Okay, I have another guess. What the heck is it? I'm going to show it on the screen for 30 seconds.
Push down and turn close.
I mean, I'm going to show it for 30 seconds and let the players try to guess what.
It obviously looks like a lid, right?
Can you guess what this is?
Well, it looks like
that's
a safety
what I thought.
Lid. Of course it's seen.
That's what I thought. A medicine cap.
Medicine cap. The obvious.
But no.
No, that's not it.
Layer one. Can you guess what this is?
They look like bottle caps.
Yeah. Everyone's saying pill bottles.
They work together. No. You need both of them.
You need both?
Player one has no idea, and it's rubbery here. Player two, what do you think it is?
Okay, well, it definitely looks like a medicine bottle cap, but that would be too obvious.
And what else did you say with it? You said it.
And it could be like, I used to play a game called Skelsies or Skellies.
Yeah, like that. Skelsies.
You said that they work together. It's too narrow to be a bottle cap, but they may cover
rubbery
something.
Inside.
And rubbery inside.
Okay, I do have. I have a more correct. I think I have a
like
good answer.
Around something.
Is maybe you would squish them, like if you had a really difficult thing to open, you could put them on both sides, almost like a, like a corn on the cob handle type thing and twist, maybe?
You'll know in a second.
This is a hint and probably a giveaway. Ready? Player one.
I know.
I know exactly.
Smart.
You gotta look at the instructions.
It's an AirTag opener.
Cool.
Oh, it's an AirTag opener.
It's magnetic.
And you also use it to close it. It isn't. It's not magnetic. Once you put it down like this, you also can close it. And what's nice is that you don't have to figure out which way to turn the AirTag. You just turn it
to
the
close.
Direction that the
it says. Yeah.
Cap tells you close is this way.
So
push down and close.
I got so stuck on the medicine cap.
Yes.
And it sticks because it's very rubbery and sticky here.
Yeah, and it looks like it's like perfectly sized.
So it holds on to the bottom too. Well, but and you can even hide an AirTag if you wanted to, but
I would
take off the label.
It's an air. It doesn't stick together.
Oh, okay.
So, so it's an AirTag opener and closer. What do you think? It was a good one.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Never.
You?
I like
no,
that.
No, Marchon thought it was
you guessed it.
A water right. bowl for a tiny, right. tiny
please,
door.
I hope you like the videos. Thank you for everything. Bye.
That was great.
That was a great one. I think, honestly, also because of the red herring effect of it looking so much
yes.
like a pill bottle. Oh, a pill bottle cap.
Yes.
That is brilliant, honestly, because those are pretty difficult to open, the air tags. You do have to push that metal piece down and rotate it to get that replaceable battery out of there. So yeah, only $9.
Chad, I love the, in the description, it says technology, Bluetooth.
What?
Up a little.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you technology, Bluetooth.
Connectivity. Oh, you need Bluetooth to use it. That's a riot.
It is wireless. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even got to charge it. That's awesome.
And the brand name is K-Tomato.
K-Tomato. Yeah, I really thought that it was like maybe you had a pill bottle that was too difficult to open, so it would rubberize both sides as you could, like, twist it. Was the best idea I could come up with. So yeah, that was a difficult what the
no
heck is
that
it?
Was great. That was great.
That was great. How can people send in videos?
Like Mo, you can send in a video about anything. It can be a what the heck is it. Just make sure you're using horizontal format, 1 to 3 minutes, that we can hear you. You can be in it if you want, have someone else shoot it for you. Anything to do with a gadget. And we'd especially love it when you have a piece of old tech that when you bought it, it was not only pricey, but it was so exciting. Oh,
yeah.
My God, I can't believe it
hot,
does this.
Hot, hot tech.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Make a video with your phone, 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. And when you upload a video, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. And you'll take the URL that YouTube provides and email it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show you a video, we're showing 90% of them, even 99% of them. We will. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine, and you can have a lot of fun in the chat room. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Yeah, you'll become a hyper-local celebrity in the chat room.
Exactly. You'll be a celebrity in our eyes.
Exactly. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our email is from Ranger Rick, and he's talking about the Soul Bookshop Kit. This was the, I found it at Toy Fair, a company called Book, it made kits called Book Nook, okay? And the Book Nook they bought was the Soul Bookstore. It was Ranger Rick and a buddy of his, and these kits take a lot of work, okay?
Yeah.
I finished the kit in around 2.5 weeks, working on and off. Had all the pieces, but ran out of acrylic glue. Had to buy more. Instructions were okay, but I had to find a YouTube instruction on the wiring. The first photo is the indicator button, illuminate where it is. It's behind that little bookstore sign. It's down there.
Look at that.
The cover of the sign out front. The rest of the photos in the kit show the kit in its new home, which is on Ranger Rick's shelf. And there are many kits available. And I think of it as a 3D puzzle where tweezers, good lighting, and patience are your best friend. Hoping you're all doing well. Looking forward to summer to get some sunshine, be outdoors. Enjoy your shows. Looking for gadgets we can buy and enjoy.
This is
you guys did a great job.
I agree.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't agree more. This is so impressive. Seen inside those windows and the light.
Yes, the LED lighting is so tiny. I saw the wires in the kit, and I thought, who can work with this? Well,
yeah.
Ranger Rick and his buddy.
Look in there. There's little books. And that is cool. That is really, really cool. Thanks so much, Ranger Rick, for sharing the whole, you know, when you got it and the whole process. Gosh.
That's great.
I love that. And it's up there on the top of the bookshelf. Oh, gorgeous. Have you seen, this is the, gosh, what are those? They're like these like little bookshelves that sometimes people take them down and like shake them and they all like kind of fall apart. I don't even know what to Google for that.
A bookshelf you take down and shake?
Like tiny, tiny shakeable bookshelf. Yes, here we go. Let's see.
Oh my God, there is such a thing?
Yeah, here we go. So like the anxiety.
Oh my God.
Bookshelf. And so I was wondering with this little bookstore.
Are you kidding me?
And so like the idea is that like you put them all back and then I guess you can knock them down if you like it. I don't quite understand it, but I have seen them. I don't quite.
Anxiety bookshelf.
Yeah, it's like, it's not an anti-anxiety bookshelf. It's an anxiety bookshelf.
I see.
240 pieces of books, and you keep putting them in on the bookshelf, and you hope that it doesn't tip over and then knock all of your books off of the shelf. I think that's literally the idea of it. Anyway, seeing that little tiny bookstore kind of reminded me of that. If you had set all the books on the shelf.
What was the price on that?
Knocked it over. I think it's around $20 here. Let's go. Yep, $20.
Oh, $20.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I thought you're going to have to like arrange them alphabetically or something.
You might
like
have that. To. It sounds maybe. Like it's as detailed as you want it to be.
Yeah, I'll have to get a small version of Good Days and Mad so I can throw it in there.
Oh my gosh, that would be great. or a tiny little Mad Maggot. You need a tiny Alfred E. Newman picture for him to put in for Ranger Rick. We got to send one to Ranger Rick, honestly.
All right. Ranger Rick will find it for $6.
Exactly. That is great. Thank you so much for sending that over. And it's really cool. And you should be impressed with your build because that is really
neat. That is
great. Really
that is great.
I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much, patrons, for supporting our show every episode. You guys are incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, your constant support. So seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. Or you can also head on over to our website and donate via PayPal. Gizwiz.tv is our website. And you'll see a Patreon banner at the top of the website. Click that. And then there's a big thing that'll take you to Patreon or a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. Thank you once again to everybody who supports the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of the GizWiz. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Whenever we're live, our website will just update with the live stream, so you can check it out there, gizwiz.tv. You can also find our chat room, or you can go there separately, irc.gizwiz.tv. Chat along with all the fantastic folks because they are an amazing community. If you missed an episode, you can head to our website, gizwiz.tv, or our YouTube channel, and find them there. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a reminder, a link, and a great description of every gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. And also, if you're just looking for some inspiration, sometimes I just go down here and then I just try to click into a random page. Just go to page 30. What gadgets are we talking about? I remember the... the oral jet. Yeah, it flosses in 7 seconds and it would like jet out water. Anyway, fun site to check out. While you're there, play the official What the Heck Is It? This is the gadget that you have to guess what it is. You got 1 month left to guess. I hate to give this away. This is also a summer gadget. That is a beach ball holder to keep all your beach balls together when you head to the beach. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers and 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.